من Chassidus HaBegodim. What is this all about? You know what Chassidus HaBegodim means? You know, there's an expression, be human and be normal and be part of society. Be part of society. You're living in a world. You could do your mitzvahs. You could eat matzah. You can keep Shabbos. Be part of society. Now, who do I belong to? Which part of society? So in nature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, which is not our discussion, it's something very deep, that your clothes express what part of society are you. And Chassidus taught us that I'm not part of society. Absolutely not. I don't belong to the street. Absolutely not. That's why I dress differently, I look differently, because that's what Yiddishkeit is. That's all that Judaism is. What is Judaism? Atem tiyu mimamleches koyinim v'goy kodosh. What does the word kodosh mean? Kodosh means mufrash. You are a divided, specified nation. That's all Judaism is. So the say is, all right, you want to keep the mitzvahs? Do whatever you want. I'm not reformed. I'm not saying you should keep the mitzvahs only when you're in the house. You walk out in the street, do avarice. That's not what I'm saying. But be a mensch. What does a mensch mean? What you look at as a mensch, that's what you call a mensch. I'm not a mensch. Absolutely not. I simply live in a different world. I live a world of Kedusha, a world of Taira. My best friend, Kaveh Yochel, is Hashem Yisbarach. I'm with him 24 hours a day. Once in a while, I meet the Eliyahu HaNavi, a couple of Malachim, which is very, very unimportant. Which is very, very unimportant. And if that's what Gracie said, Rebbe swore. And if I'm a Poshta Yid, whether it's a Chassidish Yid or a Litvish Yid, but I'm a Poshta Jew, but I want to be a Gutta Yid. You know what a Gutta Yid is? A Gutta Yid means I don't live in this world. I live with Hashem. That's the translation of a Gutta Yid. And again, I don't know how to emphasize it. It's nothing more than a good Jew. After you're a good Jew, then you start Madregas. I'm not talking about any Madregas. I'm just talking about a good Jew. That's what a good Jew is. Now, Rabbi Zriel, Zayin Gesund, gave us a suggestion. Stop the media. I hope he won't be insulted. I mean, he's crazy. What do you mean, stop the media? What does that mean? I mean, don't live in this world? Don't know what's going on? I mean, if I don't know what's stylish and what's not stylish, and don't know what's happening, and don't know the latest car. I'm Jewish. I don't want to read schmutz. But just don't know what's happening. Don't read the paper. Don't listen to the news. What are you talking about? Don't you have to be a mensch? Don't you have to be in society? Don't you have to be normal? Vayikor Elokim el Bilam. Absolutely. If you're a person living in a creation called nature, you're part of the world. You're part of the world. And Meirav Rabbeis, what happened in Germany? What was Haskalah? What did they say? Not to keep Shabbos? It took a long time, they said not to keep Shabbos. Not to eat kosher? It took a long time. What did they say? How did they start off? Be normal. That's all they said. Be normal, be human, be part of society, dress like an intelligent person, go to university, open your eyes, don't be so narrow, be part of society. And you know what Hashem said? Society? A fish market. Society. There's no difference between Auschwitz and a Fulton fish market. Absolutely. By the way, I heard they call it Fulton fish market, so I should use a different marshal. There's no difference. What was Holocaust? What was Holocaust? A natural disaster. What's the difference? 6 million? An earthquake. What happened? A Meshuggah got up and made a revenge. And they killed 6 million people. So what? Let's continue. But if it's Vayikra, if every one of these people had a name, Vayikra El Moshe, and they were Hashem as Ben Yochid, and they didn't belong in this world, Bichlam. They were Gerim Be'eretz Acheres. You ever see a Hasidish younger man walking down in Manhattan? You don't belong here. I have to be here to do business. But this is not your society. This is not your place. You don't belong here. You stick out like a sore thumb. You know why? Because where do I belong? You belong, where does Yankala belong? In Tati's house. That's where Yankala belongs. That's where he belongs, and that's his life. And that's where he is. And that's what we say. We Taka don't belong here. We don't belong here. What you call the world, what you call nature, what you call science, what you call society, what you call intelligence. And again, my English is pale for all the beautiful words which they tell us today that you have to open you up, which is Haskalah. Well, of course, it's Hasidish and modern Haskalah, Baruch Park Haskalah, well, sure. Tel Aviv Haskalah, even Bnei Brak Haskalah. I'm not trying to knock anybody down. But it's Haskalah. It's Reform Judaism. I'm not trying to, please don't throw rotten cabbages here. This is Reform, my Rabbi. This is Reform. What is Judaism? Vayikra El Moshe, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Yankala, talk to me. Be with me. You went to an Rebbe Shatish? What is this Rebbe? Agud Tehid. What is Agud Tehid? Agud Tehid is a good Jew. What is a good Jew? A good Jew is someone who lives with Hashem. Hashem is his friend 24 hours a day. He lives with Hashem. He thinks about Hashem. He doesn't live in a physical world. All of a sudden, he has to eat. Well, he has to eat, so he takes a visit in his kitchen. And again, this is not godless. And we simple Jews, we are simple Jews, but we are good Jews. We have to decide once and for all, in what world do we live? Let us make this decision. It's not a shaila of mitzvahs. It's not a shaila of shachris, or of mincha, or of ma'ariv, or shabbos, or kashris. Or the most beautiful etrik. That's not the issue. The issue is, what's the world you live in? Who are your friends? Where are your interests? What interests you? What aggravates you? That's what's important. What aggravates you? You ever see someone reading the papers? Terrible. Those Moonies in Arkansas, you can go crazy from them. What's your business? What's your business? You live in that world? If you live in that world, then you're not a good to eat. You're not a good to eat. You know what aggravates you? Your davening is not going good. Your learning is not going good. Yankala comes home, he doesn't want to daven. You're aggravated. You live in Hashem's world. You live with Hashem Yisbarach. You have a name. You have a name. Your emotions. Where are your emotions? Where are your interests? And it's not easy. It's not easy because this is the problem of American Judaism. This is not American Judaism, modern Judaism. I'm not saying, I'm expressing myself. This is the problem of our generation. That the world and the media it just captured us and took us away from Hashem's embrace, from Hashem's kiss. We don't know what a sukkah. What is a sukkah? There's a Yom Tov called sukkahs. What is sukkahs teaching us? And what does Shavuos teach us? And what does Pesach teach us? Every Yom Tov, what does Shabbos teach us? All there is one message. Sukkahs teaches us, you ever see, we ever in a sukkah? Let me teach this out of the mechitza. The halacha of a sukkah is, shtayim kehilchosam, ushlishas afilu tefach. A sukkah has to have two mechitzas, two walls, and the third one can be even a tefach. A tefach is about eight centimeters, or I don't know how much is inches. You know what this emphasizes? Comes the Ari HaKadosh. When someone hugs, there's an arm and the arm and the hand. The sukkah is a hug of Hashem. That's all a sukkah is. A hug of Hashem. To be in Hashem's embrace. But the sukkah is not 7 days a year, not 7 days a year. Sukkah is a message. It's a way of life. To live in Hashem's betzilut mehemnusa. To be in Hashem's embrace. And then you take an arava. You know what arava is? Demelis fasayim. It's a kiss from Hashem. That's all that arava is. Go explain this in the street. I once had this appreciation. But Nebuch, by me, it was with heartache. I was going down from my house, carrying my lulav, and it was a Shana Rabbah in the morning. And you know, Shana Rabbah is a wonderful, wonderful day. After that wonderful night. And I was going down carrying the lulav, and I was carrying a ravis. And a bus goes by. A bus driver. I saw Nebuch. Nebuch Hayid. He knows nothing. I said to myself, you know, if he will stop the bus and he'll ask me, what are these branches? What are these leaves? So I would tell him, I'm going to shul to give Hashem his baruch a kiss. Would he know what I'm talking about? Would he know what I'm talking about? He wouldn't know what I'm talking about. You know why? Because he's in a different world. He's in a different world. He's just playing a different society, a different world. I don't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know what I'm talking about. How the Chazanish says? They call it love, and we call it chorus. It's just a different vocabulary. We call it chorus. V'nichasa nefesh, being cut off from the Jewish people. They call it love. No, so, I mean, can you get together? But we have to decide, are we a ger in shul and at home on the avenue? Are we at home in shul and a ger on the avenue? And it's a decision which we have to make. And it's a decision mostly of our interests. What interests us? If we can't live without the radio? Because that's the world we live in. And again, there's nothing wrong. I'm talking about those schmutzige talk shows, which is as we was described about Gil Shvach. I'm talking about simple, you know, just live with the media. Know what's going on. Once in a while, hear a song, a comedy. Just live with the media. Just know what's happening. Just live. The question is, what world do you live in? And once you get used to it, to stop it is mesiras nefesh. It's not easy. It's to cut yourself out. It's to cut your life off. It's a kiss to Hashem. I could describe yesterday. Hashem said, Moshe, give me your neshama. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave away his neshama, and at that moment he got a kiss back. All of a sudden he entered a world of kedusha, which he never imagined. And I think I could say that what the Bazil was suggested to stop for 40 days, it's not just cleaning your glasses. You'll go into a world of kedusha, of beauty, which you never imagined exists. It's simply changing worlds. It's changing worlds. It's going out of Olam HaZeh, absolutely, and becoming a good Yid. We have a long way to Ruach HaKodesh. Pretty long way. But it's at least being a good Yid. So the Rebbe, the Heilig Rebbe, walking the street, he need two hoiz bacharim that he shouldn't fall on his face because he didn't see the stones in front of him. He saw the Havaya. He saw Yud Kei Vav Kei with fiery letters. And when I walk in the street, and by Vanessa, I don't see the Yud Kei Vav Kei with fiery letters, but that doesn't mean I have to see the newsstand. Did I get that far from him? That he was walking in the street? I mean, why is he my Rebbe? So where's he my Rebbe? If he sees the Havaya Kodesh and I see a newsstand, so where's the Rebbe? So if he sees the Havaya Kodesh and I walk in the street, at least I'm careful with my eyes. I don't look at every shtus. I know where not to walk. So at least he's a Rebbe and I'm a Talmud. But we live in the same Beis Medrash. I can call myself a Yid, I call myself a Chassidish, I call myself a Litvish, I can call myself, I have a contact. But if you live in two different worlds completely, And this is not such a hard, I mean, I don't know how to say it. This is the essence of a Jew. And of course, as we were saying, it needs a korban. Vayikra el Moshe, it needs a certain amount of sacrifice. It does not go by itself. Vayikra el Moshe. Hashem called Moshe. And Hashem said, first thing, know that you have a name. I love you and I want you. I'm interested in you. You're ben yachid by me. You have a name. You're not part of nature. You're not a natural phenomenon. You didn't grow on a tree. You have a name. You're my ben yachid. And someone says to himself, well, what if Hashem has one less? I always say this, Moshe, and this is the truth of Judaism. Imagine a father walking to the yeshiva. He has a son learning in the yeshiva. He has two sons learning in the yeshiva, three sons learning in the yeshiva. And he wants to see how his son is doing. He heard, you know, he heard hints. Travels to the yeshiva, and he walks into the Beis Medrash, and what does he see? He sees 300 bachurim learning past mother. It's a roar. His heart opens, and he says, where's my Yankele? Yankele? Oh, I think he went to the candy store, read the news. Where's my Yankele? Someone says, what are you so excited about? Look how many bochum sitting and learning. Look how wonderful it is. What do I care about them? Where's my Yankele? Where's my Yankele? My Yankele isn't here. I don't care. It's beautiful, it's beautiful. But Beryl is your son? Beryl is that gesund? Where's my Yankele? Hashem Yisbarach walks into a Beis Medrash and says, where's my Yankele? Where's my Yankele? Baruch Shalom, you know, this is all your children. I don't care. Hashem Yisbarach says, where's my Ben Yochid, my precious Jew? And I'm talking about my own self and every person sitting here. When we don't participate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is missing his most precious, beloved Ben Yochid. Vayikra el Moshe. You have a name, and there's only one like you. You have time to read the papers. You have time. You know, in Yiddish, there's something called a Rebishkind. You know what means a Rebishkind? You know what means a Rebishkind? I don't know how to describe a Rebishkind. You have a big Hasidish Rebbe. My father was always, in our community, an important person. People used to tell me, your father's a rabbi. Your father's a rabbi. What are you so wild about? You still tell me. Your father's a rabbi. Your father, kein hora, bemes, nein, loyrach yomim. A rebbish kind. What does a rebbish kind mean? You're a kind of a rebbe. Be special. Be special. Imagine a ben yochid. You know what a ben yochid means? That you're going to be a rebbe someday. Imagine a rebbish kind reading the New York Times. This is nishfadir. Give me the paper. So the guy says, you know, I can read the New York Times. Adibas ach rebbish kind. And was bist di? Dibas Hashem is Borach's kind. Das ist nicht kein rebbish kind. Vayikro el Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I gave you a name. I gave you a name. You're not a fish. You're not a fish on a Shabbos table. Wie heißt die? Wie heißt die? He doesn't have a name. But you have a name. Vayikra el Moshe. You know when I gave this name? When you spilled your blood, when you were 8 days old, and I made a bris with you, and you're mine ben yochid, and I kissed you in Har Sinai, or if you're made to live by a sefer Torah, and I gave you a name, you're called Rochel, you're called Yankel. And you are precious in the whole world because you have a name. So you say, Hashem is Baruch, but I'm only human. Human? Maybe give a shtekel shechita, a carbon. And you realize that your blood is l'ratzon. Every drop of blood when you shed a tear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaveh Yochel is shedding a tear with you. That's Judaism. Every moment of our pain, every problem in our life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaveh Yochel is emotionally involved and close to us and crying with us because you have a name. So So Hashem says, but please, but live with me, talk to me. What world do you live in? If you live in that, that's the whole shalom. What world do you live in? Live in my society. Come to my sukkah, eat my matzahs, eat my bread, eat my Shabbos kodesh. You have to go out to work? Of course you have to go out to work, but take me along. Take me along. And this is something which every one of us has to be kind of, because that's what a good deed is. And the easiest way to do it is, as Rebbe Zeir was suggesting, the first thing is cut yourself off. It'll hurt in the beginning, but you get used to it, all of a sudden you'll see how beautiful it is to be with Hashem. And then the next Shabbos we start reading Shir HaShirim, you'll see how beautiful every word is. Achasi yoynosi tamosi. Achasi yoynosi tamosi. Borohi le'imo. He's clean to her mother. Ima zu knesses Yisrael, clean, you're not ungeschmutzt with all that garbage, with all that dirt. We live in a world today, you walk out in the street. We don't have to discuss that. Borohi le'imo. You could be clean, you have to be ungeschmutzt. You could be clean. You could be clean. Live in Hashem's world. Live in Hashem's embrace. You can go to work and you can make money. You can make parnosa. But the question is, where is your machshava? Where is your mind? Who do you love? Who interests you? Where are your emotions? That's a good to eat. That's a good to eat. That's all it is. And Ashrei, praise is the good to eat. Because when we become friends with Hashem, we live in Hashem's world. Hashem is so beautiful. We were described today, this morning, suffering. There's a lot of suffering, but again, everything becomes beautiful. Everything becomes beautiful when it's with Hashem. Everything all of a sudden has meaning. And it doesn't have to be suffering. We'll see nisim in our life. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us. We should be in Hashem's embrace. And we should be zeicher to kol tov.
The Torah lecture that you just heard is dedicated to the memory of Rav Shimshon David ben Rav Chaim Avram Pinkas Atzal, his wife Chaya Mindel Aleiha Shalom, and his daughter Miriam Aleiha Shalom, who were together tragically taken from us in a fatal car accident on Yud Beis Nissan Tov Shin Samach Aleph. Rabbi Shimshon Pinkas Atzal was one of the founders of Shel Heves. He shared his Torah wisdom with us for 16 years and participated in close to 100 Shel Heves weekend seminars and in many, many more lectures. His potent messages passed on to his listeners his strong and serving bond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his enthusiasm in Kiyum and Kedushas HaMitzvahs and Kedushas HaZmanim. His words brought individuals closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and his pure Torah-dik Hashkafa, so beautifully presented, instilled Yiddish character and true Torah values into Jewish homes that will be sensed and still in generations to come. We are grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this chus of having recorded all his lectures to share with Kal Yisrael. His words will live on and continue to inspire us and bring us closer to Hashem by serving Him better. It is our fervent tefillah that any steps of growth acquired from this lecture to be a chus for his Aliyas Neshama, Harav Shimshon David ben Harav Chaim Avram Zatzal, and for the Aliyas Neshama of his wife and daughter Chaya Mindel and Miriam Aleihem Shalom. For additional cassettes, please contact Shel Heves at 718-633-3005 or 718-438-7332. We're located in Borough Park on 1270 48th Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11219.